AP News, I'm Tim McGuire.
The message of the General Assembly is loud and clear. End hostilities in Ukraine now. Silence the guns now. Open the door to dialogue and diplomacy now.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, after the General Assembly voted 141-5, demanding an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine must be respected.
A Ukrainian delegation is on its way to Belarus for talks with Russia tomorrow, but with no sign of let-up in the Russian attacks, there appears to be little common ground. Ukraine's State Emergency Service reports more than 2,000 civilians killed, a number not independently verified. More than 870,000 Ukrainians have fled the country. Russia says 500 of its troops have been killed. A massive Russian convoy of tanks, armored vehicles, and artillery, along with various support vehicles, has been stalled for more than a day north of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that might be deliberate.
We believe the Russians are deliberately actually regrouping themselves and reassessing the progress that they have not made and how to make up the lost time.
The International Criminal Court's prosecutor has opened an investigation into possible war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide in Ukraine dating back to 2013, but also covering the conflict sparked by Russia's invasion. 39 nations that are members of the court have called for the investigation. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell tells a congressional committee interest rates will be going up.
To raise our target range for the federal funds rate at the March meeting in a couple of weeks, and I'm inclined to propose and support a 25 basis point rate hike.
His comment touched off a rally on Wall Street. S&P added 1.9%. The Dow climbed 596 points. This is AP News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis chided a group of University of South Florida students for wearing face masks at a news conference today.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
That from WFTS. DeSantis has been a fierce opponent of masks and federal vaccine mandates to the point of threatening school boards in the state with the loss of state funding if they enforce the mandates. His administration later banned mask mandates in schools. March 31st opening games have been scrapped by Major League Baseball after the owners and players failed to reach an agreement on a new contract.
It stinks, but, you know, it's a bunch of billionaires arguing with millionaires over billions, you know. They can't come to an agreement. Kind of sad.
Commissioner Rob Manfred has canceled a total of 91 games, the first two series, for each of the 30 teams. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.